So the first poem I'll read is about Uncle Rufus, in a way, partly. And it begins with a dream. It's called Infusion. One. Pushing against the edge of sleep, an off-white art paper box, rice paper or cotton rag, four cubes making one, only one square surface seen, across the four a charcoal drawing, a dust, of mountains, a horizon, sky. Toward the beginning of my waking, crowding me out of my sleep, some soft ink begins at center, seeps, infuses the mountains with green. Two. Long ago at Penland, deep in the Blue Ridge Mountains, outdoors and freestanding, the craftsman's shrine, an upside-down U, flat at the top, built with squared corners of native rock, and my great-uncle Rufus with snow-white hair, standing like an arrow in long white robes, head toward heaven, arms spread low, palms facing out in an upside-down V. I lift mine eyes up into the hills, he said, from whence cometh my help, from whence cometh my strength, from whence cometh balm. I lift mine eyes up into the hills, he said at sunset, and we did. Three. My firstborn son was born on the same birthday as Uncle Rufus. What color was Uncle Rufus's hair, he asked as an adult. What color was Uncle Rufus's hair? His own so red, now reddish-brown. And so we had to ask. Why white, everyone said, white, even those who had known him young. But someone thought, just maybe, that one time it had been red.